Almost 2 months after questions began surfacing about campaign contributions to the Democratic National Committee, DNC National Chairman Donald Fowler announced a new system today to screen big donations to make sure that they're legal. Fowler said he takes full responsibility for the DNC's fundraising problems, which may have hurt Democrats in last week's elections. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
The Democrats' fundraising problems erupted just as Donald Fowler was finishing an otherwise successful term as national chairman. But trouble had been brewing since mid-1994. That's when the DNC dismantled its system for screening contributions. Since then, it has raised $176 million without any systematic way of checking who was giving the money or why. Fowler says he didn't know much about the old system, but now all new contributions are being screened with legal and database searches, and he takes responsibility for what happened this year.
The specifics of how those contributions were received and deposited, I don't know. What is important is that we have a process in place now that will permit very careful analysis of every contribution over $10,000.
The problem, Fowler said, is soft money. That's the legal loophole that allows party committees to accept money from corporations and unions, entities that are prohibited from giving money to candidates. There are no limits on soft money. Lawyer Ken Gross, a campaign finance specialist who's worked for candidates of both parties, says the soft money system puts enormous pressure on fundraisers to generate five- and six-figure checks.
I think the system itself is in part at fault for what happened to the Democratic Committee happening, because there were no holes barred in the rules as far as the raising of funds and the detection of illegal funds. And therefore, the system itself promoted the possibility of this accident waiting to happen.
But at his news conference, Fowler insisted the Democratic fundraisers felt no extraordinary pressure to deliver.
Certainly, we felt like that we had to raise a lot of money. That pressure was no more intense than it normally is in a campaign. So, yeah, there was none of that. I mean, there was no pressure to cut corners or to do things that were improper to raise money. Absolutely not. Period. Zero. Nothing.
The GOP has outraised the Democrats in soft money for the 96 elections, $121 to $102 million. Republicans say the problem isn't soft money, but the much smaller category of foreign money. Some of the Democrats' biggest problem contributions are both. Fowler said the party will be keeping $425,000 from an Indonesian couple with ties to the Indonesia-based conglomerate the Lippo Group. It's legal, he says, but he said he'd be happy to give all of it up, if Republicans do too.
We believe that the law should be changed, but on the other hand, we cannot, with respect to soft money or contributions from green card holders, simply unilaterally disarm. We have a public social responsibility to explain our positions, issues, the agenda on which we as Democrats stand to the American people. We would be happy to have this campaign finance reform.
The Democratic National Committee has given back 10 contributions, three of them raised by one fundraiser, John Huang. The controversy caused the Clinton campaign to stumble late in October, and some analysts say it may actually have cost the Democrats some House seats. Fowler would just say it didn't help. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.